Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Podcast, created by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey, this is Steve, and welcome to this latest podcast. Beginning today with a question. What does it mean to me to be Boston strong? I can answer that in five words. There is always a hero. That's my opinion, anyway. Anytime something bad happens to us, heroes always rise up. Beyond the early responders, police, firemen, and EMTs, regular, everyday people always seem to raise their game in special ways. On September 11th, there were many heroes who opened their doors to strangers, cooked meals at firehouses, and comforted the injured. During Hurricane Sandy, one of the photos that struck me hardest was the spider web of extension cords and chargers shared by a homeowner who still had power so that people could reach out to their loved ones. Even before the smoke cleared at the Marathon bombings in Boston a year ago, regular everyday heroes were already stepping up. Carlos the Cowboy Arredondo running alongside Jeff Bowman's wheelchair. Crowd members knocking over a barricade so that medical personnel could reach the victims. Marathon participants who kept running far beyond the finish line to donate blood. These are just a few examples, and it seems that every disastrous moment finds them rising up. But do we really need to wait for catastrophic events to be a hero? No. Heroes are around us every day. You might already be one to someone in need. If not, you could be. Please do your best to raise your awareness. The opportunities are there. How could you leave just one situation better than you found it today? I'm serious. Little old you could be a hero to someone today without even breaking a sweat. You might not feel like a hero, but you're not the one who bestows that honor. To the person on the receiving end of a kind word, gesture, or act, you are. And that's where it matters most. Please be a hero today. And every day, and stay strong. Boston strong.
Thank you for listening. We hope Steve's message provided many pieces of motivational firewood, which you can add to the spark in your heart to create success. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event, or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.